The Anglican Church in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands presents Insight, a program sponsored by the Anglican Churchman.
Welcome to Insight, a program sponsored by the Anglican Churchmen Council of the Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Archdeacon Hugh Bartlett, Jr., Rector of St. Anne's Anglican Church in Fox Hill, New Providence, and Archdeacon of the East Central Bahamas Archdeaconry. Let us pray. Blessed be the Lord our God, by whose grace we are yet alive. Blessed be his Son, Jesus Christ, by whose rising we are set free. Blessed be the Spirit of God, in whom is our hope and our joy. Heavenly Father, be present with us in this act of worship as we offer you our praise and thanksgiving. To you belong all power and glory. You are the source of all goodness. Let our worship bear witness to your peace and saving power. Through your Spirit, may we ever rejoice in the abiding presence of our risen and ascended Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who bestowed such grace on Anne that her daughter Mary grew up obedient to your word and made ready to be the mother of your Son, help us to commit ourselves in all things to your keeping and grant us the salvation you promise to your people, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Love so well, unto his glory.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. Now every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents were unaware of this, assuming that he was in the group of travelers. They went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astounded. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. I speak to you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Luke chapter 2 and verse 51. There is a saying that it takes a village to raise a child. Our reading this evening from the Gospel of Luke gives us a glimpse of the community that Jesus was being raised in. Jesus' family, along with other Jewish families that seemed to have been familiar with each other, were traveling together. We know this because the text tells us that when Mary and Joseph missed Jesus, they began looking for him among the travelers, assuming perhaps he may have been hanging out with other children in and among those travelers. The text asserts a shared value among the travelers as they were all returning home from a common value that they shared in sharing in the Passover festival. We can note how they trusted each other to look after each other's children. Clearly, the village concept, whether acknowledged or not, was at work. Jesus' parents assumed that he was among their fellow travelers. A lesson we can learn from that passage is the approach that Mary and Joseph used to engage Jesus once they found him. In our setting, perhaps we would have taken Jesus away from the people in the temple and dealt with him with the rod. Rather than using the rod of correction, Mary and Joseph engaged in a conversation and allowed Jesus to give his version of the story. Indeed, they still expressed how they felt about them not being aware of Jesus' whereabout. Everyone should be listened to. And if you need to take corrective measures, then you will also be able to explain why you would have decided to punish a child. As parents, we can learn that our responsibility is our responsibility. The village should be empowered when necessary, but our children are chiefly our responsibility. I remember as a primary school student, I recall there was like a village vehicle, not really owned by the village, but by one member of the community. And just about all of the children that were around my age in the 70s in Bartlett Hill went to school at the Martintown Primary School in 8 Mile Rock, which is about 2 to 3 miles away from Bartlett Hill. Uncle Chappie had a truck, and all of us would jump on the back of that pickup to get to and from school. Uncle Chappie was not responsible for getting us to and from school. The responsibility was that of our parents, but as a community man, he assisted our parents and took us to school. There was a sense of community, and people in our community looked out for each other in those days. The feasts of Saints Anne and Jehoiakim, the grandparents of Jesus, is a reminder of the sense of connectedness and community that can be beneficial for the entire nation and indeed the world. When we reflect on grandparents, It broadens the family tree and creates a greater sense of closeness between relatives and friends. Indeed, grandparents point to our rich heritage beyond whom we grow up in. It leads to questions that the family tree, about the family tree and its history. The further back we can trace our history, the greater feel of connectiveness we can achieve. The tradition of Anne and Jehoiakim also points to a special moment in time. We talk about the Immaculate Conception, which is the story of Anne conceiving Mary. Mary was said to have received God's special sanctifying grace to be born without the stain of original sin. This is to note that Mary was especially prepared to be the bearer of Jesus. The family remains the bedrock of society. As human beings, we need the space and guidance to become our best selves. Human beings are created in God's image, born with the potential to reason and grow intellectually. Jesus' sensitivity to his God's consciousness led him to remain behind after the Passover festival to have high-level discussions in the temple with the learned men of the temple, the teachers and the lawyers of the temple. He amazed those people, those teachers and lawyers, with his questions, his understanding, and his answers when questions were put to him. It was Jesus' upbringing and his understanding of what community expected of him that led him to Luke's words. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Friends, we are all products of our community. God bless you. Amen. Let us pray. God our Father, who made men and women to live together in families, we pray that marriage may be held in honor, that husbands and wives may live faithfully together according to their vows, and that members of every family may grow in mutual love and understanding, in courtesy and kindness, so that they may bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. For his name's sake. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this insight program and our reflections. And let's have a blessed evening, Bahamas.